Hey everybody, another Really Rony podcast, and Colleen and I were talking, I think earlier today, maybe it was yesterday, and I just figured we would kind of talk a little bit about our niece and nephews and kind of what's happening, because we haven't talked about them in a long time.
Oh, all right.
I don't think. So, Taylor is the cheerleader.
She's our niece, yes.
Yep.
She's 13. She's a beautiful little girl. She's not very little. She's very tall. And anyway, yeah. So, yeah, she's our little cheerleader. She's in a cheerleading squad. And they've done very well recently. They've had a couple competitions and took first place in the, you know, the kind of a local challenge. And then they took first place at the more regional one, and now they're going to Las Vegas for, I don't know what level that is, but it's a pretty big deal. And unfortunately, she's not on a squad that can go to Orlando, because that's the cheerleading competition, national cheerleading competition is in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't just a thing in the movie, Bring It On. It's actually a real thing. And but her cheerleading squad's not allowed to go. So this, I think, is as high as they go. And if they take first place here, then that makes them, you know, it's a pretty big deal.
Because she's Pop Warner, right?
No, actually, I found it out. It's Junior All-American.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Pop Warner, my sister had our oldest nephew in Pop Warner, and it was not a good experience for him or for her. So they chose All-American for the rest of the boys. So Taylor cheers for her brother's team, Elijah. He's kid number 4. My sister has 5 kids. He's kid number 4, and he's 9. And he's a pretty good little football player. He's got enthusiasm. He lacks a little bit of the aggression I think he needs. But I think, you know, he's 9, so how much aggression can he really have?
Well, 3 of the boys are playing.
Yes.
Ethan's playing.
Ethan's in clinic, which is kind of like they play more for fun than anything else. They don't really compete, and I don't think there's any winners or losers. I could be wrong, but it just seems like it's a more of a, hey, introduction to football kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah is playing, and he's much more serious about it than the other 2 boys are. He really, really loves football, and his team has done very well as well. I believe they're league champions, so that's a good thing. That's a huge thing. And then Micah, who is 11, he plays as well, and his team did not do nearly as well this year as they could have. And so he's pretty much done for the season. I think Elijah has another game or two coming up in the next few weeks. So, yeah, we're pretty proud of them for their football accomplishments. Noah doesn't play football, but that's because he's much too busy to play football.
Yeah.
He's our actor, and I'm sure you've heard us mention it. He's Gibby on iCarly, and he's very busy with... he's on hiatus right now for this season. He goes back to work in January or February. But he's doing a lot of public appearances. He'll go to, like, there's a National Day of Play they did this summer. He went to that. That was in Washington, D.C. He's gone to New York and Chicago, and he's done some signings there. And, I mean, the New York trip was Albany, and it was pretty impressive to the point where they had so many kids at this mall to meet him that they had to call in actual police officers to help security control the troops. He's this past weekend he was in Michigan near the Detroit area, and he was overwhelmed. He said it by far was more than they had at Albany, so it was pretty impressive, you know, for a one day quick trip signing for him, you know, to go up there and have thousands of kids, you know, come out and see him at the mall. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
Well,
so.
I've never been prouder, because I see how he kind of interacts with these kids that really take time out of their day. They plan this trip, they get their parents on board, and, you know, he is really kind to these kids.
Yeah,
you know?
He really is.
And
he really is.
You know, it's not a, it's a great thing.
He's got a really good, compassionate heart, and, you know, it does overwhelm him. I mean, who wouldn't be overwhelmed by thousands of people clamoring to see you?